I trust myself. I know more than I think I do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for with the absolute philosopher. I'm always doing the thought for today, but right now it's the absolute philosopher. I trust myself. I know more than I think I do. These famous words came from none other than the good old Dr. Spock. I trust myself. I know more than I think I do. You see, Dr. Spock was teaching the children to trust themselves and believe in themselves, but he's also talking to the adults too. We know more than we think we do. And when we begin to depend on what we know, then we are surprising ourselves. We're surprising ourselves with things that are happening to us. Our man who is working for us, Brad, is a good, nice guy. And we had a couple of books that I thought maybe he'd like. So I tossed it to him. He said, "Oh, yes, I like that. Oh, yes, I like that." And then we had an old dictionary that was falling apart. "Oh, yes, I like that, you know." And I said, "Do you like to read?" He says, "No." He says, "I read very seldom, but I'll read these perhaps, you know." And I said, "Well, good for you." You see, Brad hasn't begun to fathom the depth of who he is yet. He hasn't begun to realize what a wonderful being he is, because he doesn't like to read. He doesn't like to be involved in opening his mind to new ideas, although I have a feeling he enjoys television. And he enjoys all the things that come from that. And that's okay, too. The television sparkles a lot of people's minds and gets a lot of people going. But there's one thing the television doesn't do. The television doesn't teach you to trust yourself. The television teaches you to trust it to get the latest news, the latest weather, the latest everything. You know, when I was a boy last year, I'd look up in the sky, and I would be taking my meteorology courses at school, and I would look at the clouds, and I would know what kind of weather we're going to have. I'd look at the changing scene, I'd look at the week in advance, and I would look at the farmer's almanac, which always told what kind of weather we were going to have, and I had an idea of what the weather was going to be like. And I created what the weather is going to be like and became very much aware of what the weather is like. And it's a great thing. And Sylvia has just misplaced the telephone. So when I was in high school, I used to study meteorology and learn about that, because I was in the Civil Air Patrol at that time, and we had to learn meteorology for our pilot's license and for our flight requirements. It was all kind of exciting. But even then, they had forecasts. But the forecasts were laughed at by most people because they were inaccurate, because they were not able to really touch base with the overall points of what's going on. Well, when you know yourself, when you trust yourself, you'd be surprised how within you is the knowledge, the wisdom, the awareness of all the things you need to know, of all the things you want to understand. And then you apply that, and you live that. And when you apply it, and you live, take it with you. When you apply it, and you... Oh, she unplugged the telephone so we won't be disturbed by it. Well, that's very nice. I would have thought that if you had a telephone here that was remote, and it rang, and you could instantly go and take care of it, that would be a smart idea. But, c'est la vie. I trust myself. So she felt if she closes all the doors, she won't hear the telephones. And that's another way of doing it, too. But we live in a wonderful world. I know more than I think I do. And so I'm just telling Sylvia what she's thinking and what she's doing. And she didn't even know that she was thinking and doing that until I told her. So now she knows what she was thinking and doing, but she could have known what she was thinking and doing without me telling her, because she knows what she thinks, and she should trust herself and trust what she thinks. Sylvia, are you a brilliant woman?
Yes.
Sylvia, If I ask you a question and you say, yes, nobody on this end of the line is going to hear it.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Sylvia, are you a beautiful woman?
Yes.
Oh, well, then that was no trouble at all there. Sylvia, do you like me?
Yes.
That was a little more difficult, but that's okay. Well, no, I mean, here I'm giving her a hard time.
Really?
But trust yourself, Sylvia. Trust yourself. You always know the right thing to do. And you always go directly to the nubbin of whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is you're working on. And Ingeborg is sitting here and enjoying our conversation. And Ingeborg so often turns her face away from me to talk to somebody else and say some earth-shattering news or earth-shattering idea, and we never hear it over on this side of the table. But, of course, that's what happens when you have a great big monastery table where all the monks are sitting around it as we have it here. So one of these days I'll get Ingeborg a little broadcasting band where she can promote that wonderfully. I trust myself. As I was reading my Mac magazine this morning about Macintosh computers, it said that the iPods are being used by people now to broadcast onto the internet all of their stories, their talks, their ideas, their sharing, directly from the iPod onto the internet. And I thought, that's an interesting comment. Perhaps we can do that ourselves, directly onto the internet, broadcast. I could just take the iPod and bring it in here and put a microphone on top of it and record into it, because it's quite good, the quality. In fact, very good. And that would save us from downloading it, uploading it, unloading it, overloading it, and reprogramming it and doing all those things. Perhaps we might find that it does exactly the same procedure, because they didn't say what the procedure, at least I didn't read what the procedure was, but my eyes immediately stuck to it. I trust myself to think that here's another way of doing something that might be a little more efficient for us. And, you know, we're always looking for that. I know more than I think I do. I know that we should be able to go direct and just say it direct without... Oh, I know one of the reasons that we have it, because we have a server, and we have to put this on the server so that the server can serve it out into the internet. And
Emailing it especially.
Emailing it. Perhaps that cannot be circumvented. But we're always looking for new ways to approach this. Yes. So if you did do this directly, like the Mac iPod talks about, which I haven't read yet, it would probably say that you have to have a place where you can have them call it forth from on the internet, which would be a server. And we have our personal server down at our webmaster, but because he has high-speed technology, that makes the server a more efficient thing. Whereas if we had it up here on the mountain, we have the modem technology and satellite technology, and it makes it a little different. So you see, I trust myself. I know more than I think. And as I begin probing my intellect into what I think about, all of a sudden I know a whole lot of beautiful things and a whole lot of wonderful things that I had never dreamed of for myself. What about you? Are you a brilliant person? Ellen, where were you when the brains were passed out?
In first row.
She was at the head of the line, first row. She was ready to be there and be stuffed with all the brains that there were to be given. Now, Ellen, is this a family trait?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who is also living up to that family trait concept?
My children and my grandchildren and all my family.
And what about us? Does it rub off on us because we're close to you?
Of course, because you're my reflection.
Oh, did you hear that? We're her reflection. Ellen, Do you believe in yourself? Do you trust in yourself?
Yes.
Do you know more than you think you do?
Yes.
Well, why don't you think you know more so that you don't have to know more than you think you do?
I do.
You do. That's great. Now, did you ever tell your children and your grandchildren and the people who are out of your family gene structure that they are from the head of the line when it came to picking up breeds?
Mm-hmm.
You ever tell them that? Well, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. Now, it's not superior to anybody else. But, you see, there are several kinds of brains that are given out. There are brains that are given out that are brains that know how to utilize the information that they have, because everybody's got the information. And other brains that feel they don't know how to utilize the information they have. And other brains that feel that they are limited. You know, silly. And all sorts of attitudes that you can have, we don't need to enumerate. But if you're at the head of the line for the brains that are given out that are totally aware of who they are and what they are and what they're doing, then you'll trust yourself and know that you know more than you think you do. And then you'll draw it forth out of your own inner awareness, all this more that you think you do. It's a great experience. I know I doubted myself when I was 21 that am I ready to start my own university and to start my own school and to start my own church and start this here? And I thought, how presumptuous can anyone be to do that? And yet, that's what I should have done. That's what I should have done. Jesus was an old man when he started it. He was 33. And actually, what was he doing before that? Was he going around being himself and having fun?
Of course.
Yeah. Was he teaching, perhaps?
By example.
By example, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, not bad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, we shouldn't worry about being presumptuous, Ingeborg, that we're too young to start our own operations and things like that. Because any time is the right time. Out of the mouths of little children, these things come. And they're very powerful and very wonderful. Yep. I trust myself. I know more than I think I know. Thank you, Dr. Spock. Kind of fun, isn't it? Trust yourself. And then you'll be just as smart as you really are. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.